I've spent the greater part of my 23 years living, growing and learning in Anglesey. I learned to ride a wave before I learned to ride a bike. I've had a crack at McRory Street on a billy cart and spent loose change gathered from the couch on ghost drops at May Marion's. I've donned the royal blue lacra onesie for the Anglesey Netball Club. I know how to avoid the falls traffic and where to find the best coffee. Without Anglesey and this community, I wouldn't be the person that I am today, and for that, I'm grateful. However, I am here to talk to you today about the Anglesey of 2050 and beyond. What will happen to my hometown, to the people and places that have played such a significant role in my life and my upbringing? I have completed a Bachelor of Science at Melbourne University and am currently studying medicine at Deakin University. A significant portion of my current degree is aimed at anticipating the healthcare problems that will present in the next few decades in order to produce doctors that are equipped to address these issues. One area that has been identified is the need to revolutionise our delivery of healthcare. We need to move away from a reactionary or band-aid model of health towards one that is focused on preventative care. This is because it's significantly more effective and cheaper to prevent an individual from becoming unwell than it is to develop, fund and implement a treatment plan post-diagnosis. By managing what are known as upstream determinants of health, we can decrease the risk of illness and disease in large sections of society. In understanding this process, we have focused largely on climate change and the impact on health of increased global temperatures, driven by human emissions, with coal-fired power stations being a significant culprit. Already, we are seeing an uptrend in cyclones, storms, wildfires, and flooding. This increasing frequency of extreme weather events is producing associated trauma, both mental and physical. We are seeing increased rates of heat stress, particularly in susceptible populations, such as elderly and young children. I'd like you for a moment to imagine that you are me in 2020. You're in your second year out of med school and working in a regional hospital. How will the health of the people in your community, of your patients, be impacted by climate change? Increasing global temperatures will mean that by the time I become qualified, the impact of climate change will be much more obvious. It is anticipated that by 2020 in Australia, doctors will be seeing a diverse range of climate-related illnesses. These include increased rates of heat stress, allergic conditions, and mosquito-borne diseases, such as Ross River virus and dengue fever, as well as increased trauma from extreme weather events. Severe drought will result in global food shortages. Increased temperatures will alter airborne pollutants, leading to an increased incidence of respiratory disease. Now I ask you to cast your mind further into the future. What will my children and grandchildren experience? With a 4-degree increase in temperature by 2100, we will see far more drastic changes. We will see the highest temperatures recorded in over 30 million years. We will see a sea level rise of 3 to 6 feet, a rise that would put Point Road 9 underwater. Drought will affect over 40% of inhabited lands, leading to global food shortages. These changing conditions will generate hundreds of millions of refugees as an increasing proportion of the globe becomes uninhabitable. All of this would result from a 4-degree increase in global temperatures. A recent paper by the International Energy Agency suggests that we are currently on track to experience a 6-degree increase in global temperatures by 2100. We need drastic change to begin now in order to reverse the current upward trends in global temperatures. This will require a massive, intelligent, unprecedented, coordinated response, which to some of us may seem impossible. But without this, the unthinkable will become reality. It is therefore our responsibility to make the impossible possible. I urge you here to take one small step towards making the impossible possible. We have the opportunity to decommission one fossil fuel power station. It's a small step, but all journeys begin with the first step. We have the opportunity to send a clear message that we no longer want or need to rely on 19th century technology to generate electricity. We as a community can reject the premise that the gross economic prosperity generated through mining is more important than the health of our community, the health of our families, and the health of future generations. The actions we take now are going to define the way we live and work in the future. The actions we take now are going to define the Anglesey of 2050 and beyond. I urge you to think of the Anglesey that your children and grandchildren will inherit.